Hello again, and welcome to episode 2 of Natural Health Dialogue, a very fresh podcast just inaugurated on the second episode now. My name is Joseph, and I'm here with naturopathic doctor Randy Lee, a man with 21 years of experience in coaching people on their natural health and how that goes. Randy, what's our topic today?
Today we're going to be talking about water, why you need it, why you don't get enough of it, and how much of it you should actually need to have.
Okay, so what's the big deal? I drink, you know, turn on my faucet and drink when I feel thirsty. What's the big deal?
You know, people who do a lot of fasting will tell you that you can live without food for 40 days easily, but you can't live without water for 3 days. Water is absolutely essential. It's the most foundational thing that you can have in your body. You have to have it. Our human bodies are made up of varying amounts depending on your age and your gender and things like that, your body size. But generally speaking, the average human body is about 60% water. Now, if you're 60% water and you're losing water all the time, you need more water. And how do you lose water? Well, we all know that we go to the bathroom and lose water, but you also use it through a bunch of, I love to say, perspiration, sublimation, conversation. Generally, you sweat, you lose water. You breathe, you lose water. As the air goes into your body, the body moisturizes it, and then when you breathe out, you lose water. Mm-hmm. When you talk, you're losing water because the air coming out of your body has been moisturized. So there are lots of different ways that you lose that water, and so you've got to have a way to replenish it then.
Never thought about water sort of evaporating out of my body through my mouth, but I guess that's true.
Yeah, and for those of us who talk a lot, we lose more water.
So
that's just part of it. Yeah, but we lose water all the time. And so by the process of losing all that water, that all has to be replaced. And your body, of course, uses that water for body system work within the body as well. So we're always needing water.
Mm-hmm. So how much do we need?
The average person is going to need to have I've got several answers for that.
Okay. One
of the answers is, and most people say you need 2 quarts of water a day, 64 ounces of water. You'll hear people say you need 8 glasses of water a day, 8 little 8-ounce glasses. That's 64 ounces. A better answer that I like is you need half your body weight in ounces, up to a maximum of about 100 ounces, but with a minimum of 64 ounces. So I think the 8 8-ounce glasses is minimal. And then beyond that, because of our body sizes and exercise activities and those kind of things, you need to replace what you've done in exercise, and you need basically half your body weight in ounces, up to about 100. Above 100, you're actually beginning to wash out some of the vital nutrients in your body, and so we try to limit it to 64 to 100, depending on your body size and weight.
And that makes sense. I tell you, when I go out and mow the lawn, and I do mow my own lawn,
ooh,
I come in very sweaty. And that day, you know, I'm usually pretty happy when I hit my 64. Oh, I've got my 64 ounces. I don't need to drink anymore. But if I'm mowing the lawn, I find I've got to drink another 4 or 6 glasses maybe of water.
Right, to replace what you sweat out.
Yeah.
Because that's not a part of your normal lifestyle. So exercise and losing water means take in more water. There's also things that you eat and things that you drink that cause you to use water. Did you know that if you drink a cup of coffee, that's actually a diuretic? And so for every cup of coffee you drink, you need to drink 2 cups of water just to counteract the diuretic effect of the coffee. So there are any diuretics that you use.
You're hitting me where I live, Randy.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You're saying I've just got to just keep streaming that water, and especially what if I drink, you know, 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day?
Then you need much more water. The other part of it is that the body can only actually use about 4 ounces of water an hour. If you go in and you say, I'm really thirsty, and you drink a quart of water, all but about 4 ounces of that are going to be urinated out the next time you go to the bathroom, because the body can only assimilate about 4 ounces an hour. So you need to be drinking water consistently throughout the day. It's interesting to me that most people are, if you sleep 8 hours at night, then you're going to be awake about 16 hours a day. 16 hours times 4 ounces, 64 ounces. That's where you get that 64 ounces that you need. But you need it in 4 ounce increments through the day to keep from being dehydrated.
Wait a minute. I tend to drink. I just gulp it down and think I've done my duty. Maybe I gulp down two or three glasses or, 16 ounces at a time. Is that that's not okay?
It's okay, but it's not keeping you from being dehydrated, not causing your body to not be dehydrated. The body is set up in such a way that if it doesn't get the water, it has a series of, I call them one-way valves. Now, this is layman's terms. This is not what the doctor would tell you. Layman's terms are that that the water goes in kind of one-way check valves. And so the body it's going to protect the thoracic cavity. It's going to protect the chest, the heart, the brain. Mm-hmm. It's going to make sure that they get water. So if it's only getting a few ounces of water a day, it's going to use that water to hydrate the heart, to hydrate the brain, mm-hmm. to hydrate the major organs that are required for you to live. The rest of your body may get very, very little at all. We've got all these little pinch tests and things that we do to see if there's water within your arms and water within your legs and things like that. And much of the time we find out that there's no water anywhere in your body. Your skin is dry. Everything seems dry. Even though you're drinking 4 16-ounce bottles of water a day, you're still dried up.
I feel it in my lips. My lips are my indicator.
There you go. You got it.
If I put on a lot of chapstick, I'm probably dehydrated.
You got it. And if you are dehydrated, then the body has to regularly get water. My own experience, I read a book many years ago, 20 years ago probably, called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And in the book, the author says that if your body is not getting its water, then it shuts down these valves. And it has to get that water consistently to believe that it's going to get it regularly. So I started drinking 64 ounces of water a day consistently. And I remember about 6 months into doing that, I woke up one morning and my first conscious thought was, man, I need a drink of water. And I said, in all of my life, I don't remember ever getting up in the morning and saying as a first thought, I need a drink of water. So that just meant that my body was hydrating and it was going to let me know that it needed the water. Now, what happens to your body if you don't get the water?
Hey, that was my question. I was going to ask you.
Yeah. What happens if you don't? Well, I did some research a long time ago and said that, and here's some points straight out of a book. It says 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. And it says that likely applies to half the people in the world. About 75% are chronically dehydrated. 37% of Americans, the thirst mechanism is so weak that it's mistaken for hunger. So many times when you say, I think I'm hungry, actually what your body is wanting is a glass of water. Mm. Even mild dehydration will slow down one's metabolism by as much as 3%. So you're having trouble losing weight? Well, your metabolism slows down because you're not drinking water. One glass of water will shut down midnight thirst hunger pangs by almost 100% of dieters, and that came from a study out of the University of Washington. So if you're trying to lose weight, drink more water. Lack of water is the number one trigger of daytime fatigue. Primary research indicates that 8 to 10 ounces of water could significantly ease back and joint pain for most sufferers. A mere 2% drop in water can trigger short-term fuzzy memory and trouble with math and difficulty focusing on computer screens. So anyway, the bottom line is dehydration affects everything that you do and every body system that you have. And the only way to get that hydration is drinking about 4 ounces every hour, making sure that you get 64 to 100 ounces of water a day.
So if somebody comes to you or to me and complains of a problem and you just say, well, just drink more water, it's probably going to be right a fair percentage of the time.
Yeah, that's right. If I don't want to spend the time talking more or I don't have the time to do it, virtually all Americans can be helped by saying, drink more water.
Okay. Well, we are drawing to a close to our 10-minute condensed podcast on a topic I hope you have receive some benefit from this, and we hope you'll visit the website. It's thehealthpatch.com. The store is in Oklahoma City. If you're interested, Randy would love to talk with you. And I'm Joseph. And
I'm Randy, and I'm delighted to be able to give you this information. If you need more, call us or drop by the shop or check the podcast that we have on our the blogcast that we have on our website.